Calcutta Knight Riders made it 13 wins in a row as they beat Dolphins by 36 runs to finish their Champions League group stage campaign with a perfect record of 4 wins out of 4. Riding on the back of a Kolkata record partnership between Robin Utapa and Manish Pandey, they've now won more matches in a row in T20 cricket than any other Indian side. Only Otago with 14 and CL Coast Stallions with 25 have won more consecutive matches, after Kolkata restricted their South African opponents to 151 for 8, having asked them to chase 188 to win. Utapa and Pandey both struck unbeaten half centuries during an unbroken 153-run stand for the third wicket, as Kolkata hit 187 for 2. Former Bangladesh captain Mohammad Ashraful could make a return to playing cricket in August 2016 after his suspension was almost halved by a Bangladesh Cricket Board disciplinary panel. In June, Ashraful was handed a 10-year ban for his involvement in match-fixing activities during the Bangladesh Premier League in 2013. Ex-Sri Lanka international Kaushal Lokkarachchi and New Zealander Lou Vincent were also banned by the BCB at the same time. After hearing an appeal, the panel decided to reduce Ashraful's suspension to 5 years, the last two of which are suspended, provided the player participates in an anti-corruption education programme. Recapping yesterday's Champions League action now, Kings XI Punjab made it 4 wins out of 4 and booked a semi-final against either Chennai Super Kings or Lahore Lions as they beat Cape Cobras by 7 wickets. The South Africa side collapsed from 105 for 2 to be all out for 135 before Punjab needed 18.1 overs to reach their target. Riliman Sahar was unbeaten on 42 when David Miller hit the winning runs. Earlier, Hobart Hurricanes beat Barbados Tridents by 6 wickets to book their place in the semi-finals in a low-scoring match in Mohali. They'll now take on the Kolkata Knight Riders. After bowling Barbados out for 113, Hobart reached their target with 10 balls to spare. The victory ended the chances of Barbados, Cape Cobras and Northern Knights of progressing. Shoaib Malik struck an unbeaten 39 to see Hobart through after they briefly faltered during their run chase.